friends. We need to be patient and help each other out. And if there is something that you really feel needs to be fixed for other people who might come to the hotel with a disability, I suggest, you know, writing a letter, informing the hotel of what's going on and how they can help it out and fix it. They need your feedback as well, right?
Yes. Oh, definitely. Because, you know, no one's perfect. No operation is perfect. You know, unfortunately, like I said a while ago, even with your best efforts, sometimes you do fall a little short. And hotels and managers, I mean, they can make errors too, right? Because we're all human. And I'll give an example of what happened to me as a general manager. In fact, it was at the same hotel that Dee Roos and I had worked together. And she didn't know this, so I mentioned to her this a couple of days ago when we were talking prior to this show. I was a general manager at the Sportsman's Lodge Hotel, and the Sportsman's Lodge was built in the 60s. Okay, so it didn't take into account, you know, people with disabilities, especially if you had a wheelchair and things like that. So when you walked through the front desk, there were steps that you had to go down to get to the front desk. Well, in lieu of, I guess, maybe changing everything in the lobby, what they did was they put a phone, we call it a house phone, outside under the porte cochere or the main entrance of the hotel. So anybody could walk up to the front, walk up to that, anyone that needed assistance could just walk up and pick up the phone. The phone would have a direct dial to the front desk, and the person would pick it up and say, okay, I need assistance with checking in. Okay, and then they would, you know, that would direct them to come out and, you know, get information from you and kind of direct you to where you can come into the hotel or enter the hotel. Well, what I found out through someone that was trying to utilize it, that the phone didn't work. So, and it was not, for whatever reason, it wasn't on our checklist. It wasn't on my checklist. I didn't check it. And I was just as at fault as everyone else there. I mean, I take, you know, all the responsibility for that as being the general manager, that the phone didn't work. Okay, so someone that had a disability needed assistance, and we fell short on that. And as a result, the hotel, you know, we got in trouble for that. We got, there's a lawsuit, and we had to settle with it. The hotel ended up settling for a good amount of money because we didn't have that. And that, those are things that hotels need to take. I mean, I'm speaking from experience right now. So, and like I said, I fell short of that. And, you know, from that point on, we had to make sure, we made sure that phone worked. We made sure everyone was trained on what to do if that phone did ring and someone did answer and someone did need assistance. But, you know, it came at a hefty price for us because we fell short on that. So moving forward, you know, for hotels, like I said, I speak from experience. This has happened to me, and it's important that hotels do everything they can to make sure that these things don't happen to anyone else. If that means we have to walk our property and we have to envision ourselves as, you know, as having a disability and what that person would have to go through to get to this point, right? So those are the things that after that, I made sure that those things, you know, were in place. And then even from that hotel, when I went to my last hotel, we made sure that things were, you know, in place, and because now I have a heightened awareness of it, right? So you know, all it takes is one experience for, you know, and hopefully that person learned from it. And then, because I've been to 14 different hotels, right? So it's important that the things that I learned in hotel one go all the way to hotel 14, right? So whatever those things are, you know, your good managers will remember that and will apply it to the next hotel that they go to, or make sure their staff are trained on what to look for and some of the obstacles that can be there for people, you know, with disabilities.
That's a good point. That's really good. It's really important to check equipment before your guests come in with a disability. Make sure, you know, that things are in check and operated correctly, because it's frightening to have something that's not working and you're like, oh my God, what am I going to do? Because you're not mobile. So that's a very, very good point. And I want to talk a little bit about what to do if you're if your room is not ready, if they don't have a room for you, and you're a person with a disability. First of all, when you register as a person with a disability, the hotel takes that room out of inventory. You know, those are the, because you reserved it with a credit card. You have to reserve a guarantee with a credit card. But when you come in, and if for some reason that hotel room is not there and you reserved it, they should be giving you an option in the area already that you can go to that has an accessible room for you. And also, people might not know out there that the accessible rooms are the last to be sold. And I just wanted to point out that the hotel should have other arrangements for you nearby, because you're supposed to have a room when you came in. So what are your thoughts on that, Russell?
Well, you're absolutely right. I mean, if you make the reservation and you let the hotel know that these are your requirements or these are some of the things that you need, and you pay for that room, meaning you put your credit card down, I mean, they're guaranteeing that you're getting that room and the room that you requested. So, and if they fall short of that, there should be alternate accommodations made at a hotel nearby that would be suffice for you, or that would be sufficient for you. So the responsibility now is on that hotel to make sure they give you what you're looking for. Now, I've been in situations before as a guest, you know, as a guest at a hotel, because now I'm a consultant, right? So I travel throughout the U.S., you know, and I'm in hotels all the time now. And one thing, and you made mention that those rooms should be sold last. The rooms with the, you know, that are handicap accessible rooms should be sold last. But I've been in situations where I've been given those rooms, right? And I'm like, well, why am I getting this room, you know, when they should be holding that for someone else? So I'll go back to the front desk and say, hey, the room you gave me is an accessible room. I don't need the accessible room. I mean, you need to hold this for someone that is going to need it. Well, that's the room that we have available for you. You know, I mean, it's now I'm getting into a discussion, or not an argument, but it depending on how I am, if I don't pack my patience, it can be an argument. It can end up being an argument, right? So, you know, sometimes I say, well, okay, this is not the right person to talk to. If the manager is not there, then I have to wait until the manager comes. And then and explain that, you know, you should be doing this. Okay. Although I'm with a group, right? I was with a group, and for whatever reason, they ended up giving me a room like that. But they had to block that room to give me. They didn't just, you know, just arbitrarily pick that room. It was in the block, and they had reserved me in this particular room. Like I said, and I didn't request that. But I think one time I did end up talking to a manager and just kind of explaining, you know, why you shouldn't, well, the room that I received and why I should never have received that room. I didn't request it. And I said, you need to, you know, hold those rooms just in case. You know, that should be your last sale, if you will. And the hotel wasn't sold out. So, because I asked those questions as well. And, you know, he appreciated me, but he, you know, sometimes it's hard to get through to certain people, you know, managers, whatever, if you're trying to, if I'm an outside person trying to tell someone within the hotel, you know, what they should be doing, you know, I'm just trying to suggest, okay, you know, in the future, you should probably do it this way. You know what I mean? So, but as long as I get my, you know, my voice heard, I think that's important, because it'd be one thing if I just did, you know, if I just said, you know what, okay, this is the room I got, you know, the heck with it, and kept it going, because I don't know what happens in their operation later that night, right? And it could be affected later that night when someone checks in and they reserved a room and now they don't have that room available. So I would rather raise a stink and say, hey, give me another room and save this one till later than not. Okay, but that comes from me being in the hotel for, you know, almost 30 years and being a consultant now and understanding the big picture, not just the small picture, just getting this person out of my sight and giving him the room, but right. The big picture, you know, give him another room, because we have to anticipate that someone that's actually going to need that particular room, right? So those are good points. And like I said, I now have a heightened awareness, and I definitely not afraid to say, hey, you know what, this is not the room that I requested, and you should hold this room for someone that actually needs it.
Let's talk about your consulting for a moment, Russell of Hotels. Now, I know that you take, you work with event planners, you work with hotels to have them connect when they need meeting and events. You know, you get the brand of hotel and you connect it with the event planner or the meeting planner mm-hmm. or the corporation. And you also help with marketing in this digital age and help them promote their brand. So you also do that. And you go around to different hotels and you have a stay there so that you can tell other people about the hotel. If they are needed, then you will connect them. So also, tell me a little bit about that. And have you had events where people are disabled and they might need to, you might investigate a hotel that would be accessible for them?
That's a good question. Those are all great questions. Yeah. Well, first of all, thanks for recognizing my company. I do appreciate that and some of the things I do. And you're spot on. You know exactly everything that I do, Donna. So, you know, I appreciate you. So, yeah, I do plan meetings for companies and organizations or even individuals within hotels. So my job is called hotel site selection. So I assist the meeting planners of that particular company or organization with doing the legwork of finding the hotel, right? So, you know, it could be based on a geographical location, it could be based on a destination, it can be based on a proximity to somewhere, based on size. So it's a couple of different, you know, categories that they ask me to, and it could be based on price. So my job is to scout out those hotels in that particular destination. Let's just say it's Los Angeles, so, and they wanna be downtown. So my job is to look at downtown properties and send out an RFP, a request for proposal, send that to the hotels. The hotels respond to that directly back to me, and I compile all the information with the rates and all those specific things that the meeting planner is looking for, and then I give that back to my client. So in regards to have I ever booked anything with and, you know, been asked about, you know, you know, make sure there's rooms or space for with people with disability. No, I have not specifically, but that's an extra question that I always ask, because sometimes the meeting planner doesn't know all their attendees and they're not aware if they may have, you know, certain, you know, disabilities or anything like that. But I make sure that I do ask those questions just in case they need that. Because like I said, I come from a place where, you know, we had to do that, or we should have done that. So like I said, I mentioned this again, I have a heightened awareness of that. So I make sure that, you know, it's easy, especially if it's a hotel where I can go into, meaning sometimes these hotels are, they could be in the same city or they may be in other cities. And I don't do site inspections at every hotel. So I did a group in the summer that was in Florida. Now I was not able to go to Florida, so I had to rely on the staff to tell me the layout of that hotel, right? Mm-hmm. Now, if I'm able to go myself, then of course I'm gonna look and see, I'm gonna follow the path from guest rooms to the meeting rooms to see how easy or how difficult it could be for somebody that may have a disability to get there. And I always wanna make sure that the hotels are not grand hotels, meaning they're not huge. They're not like the, like, let's say the Westin Bonaventure downtown, which is 1,300 rooms 100,000 square feet of meeting space. That's a huge footprint, right? And it can be, it's hard for anyone to maneuver some of the places getting around that hotel. So let alone someone with a disability. So I have to make sure that I'm cognizant of that fact, just in case it does come up. But it has not come up where, you know, they're asking for a specific thing. But during my career and as a sales manager, I remember hosting a group at my hotel. This group was from Gallaudet University, which is a university in Washington, D.C., where I think 100% of their students are hearing impaired. So we had to take into account those things. And that's when I found out about the hearing impaired kits that hotels have to have, because we had to order a bunch of those. We had to order, I think I had like 50 people that were hearing impaired, right, at least. And I had to order at least 50 of those. We had to have those on hand. We had to test them to make sure they worked. We had to install them. So we had the rooms that were blocked out, we had to make sure that those things were installed and that they were working. And being a salesperson, normally you would just rely on, okay, engineering or front desk to take care of it, right? The front office or front desk staff to take care of it. But because I had never done it before, I wanted to be involved in it. I wanted to see how it all worked, because I had a client, right? So the client wants to know what the steps were. So I wanted to make sure, not rely on my engineer to tell me or the front office manager to tell me. No, I wanted firsthand information that, okay, this is how we set it up. This is, and they work, and this is how they work, and whatever the steps were or whatever the results of the steps were, I wanted to be able to communicate that to my client. And I was able to do that. And the meeting went out without a hitch. I mean, it was great. Everything worked out really well. That was because I applied myself. I made sure I became the expert at that time on what was going on. And it's the same thing that I do now as a hotel site selection person on the other side, make sure that, you know, clients that do need it, if they do ask, I've already taken the steps to ensure that if there's a client that does have a disability, identify what that is and make sure that, you know, those things are taken care of.
That's great. And I just want to say one thing, that there's a site called wheelchairtravel.org. It's got a lot of information that might be helpful for those listeners here. Also, when you mentioned about the rooms, there is a chart there that tells you how many rooms the hotel has, how many rooms should be for should have kits in them for hearing and blind, and they tell you how many rooms should have roll-in shower, how many should have tubs with the grab bars. So there's a specific number of rooms with a specific hotel count for, you know, the different requirements for disability. So I want to take a little break again now, and then we're going to wrap it up with Russell, my good friend. And we're going to ask him to give us his social media handles so we can get in touch with him. So give me a second, and we'll be right back. Don't go away.